Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 50 of the Stars and Stripes FC podcast. Donald Wine here, co-manager of Stars and Stripes FC, your source for all things U.S. national teams, the players that comprise them, and everything else surrounding the game of soccer in America. We have a Champions League final, and for the first time, it will be American versus American. That is right. For the first time, the Champions League final, the men's Champions League final, will feature teams that have American players on both sides. So let's get into it. We all know who the teams are going to be. Chelsea versus Manchester City. It goes down on Saturday, May 29th in Istanbul. That means Christian Pulisic and Zach Steffen, one of them, will walk away with the winner's medal in the Champions League final. It's really, really great to see. I'm a Real Madrid fan, and even with that, you still have to show some pride in the fact that two Americans from Pennsylvania, mind you. So Pennsylvania, stand up. Two Pennsylvanians, Wawa and Sheets, they will be competing for a Champions League trophy and on two incredibly big clubs in Chelsea and Manchester City. So as we get into this, I want to frame this whole thing correctly because a lot of people are focusing in on Pulisic versus Steffen and saying that one of them will become the first men's national team player to win a Champions League medal. And that's not true. We do have one men's national team player and a few women's national team players who have won Champions League medals. So we'll explain all that. But there will be one thing that will happen when these teams take the field on May 29th. If Christian Pulisic enters the game or Zach Steffen, one of them will become the first men's national team player to ever play in a Champions League final. Now, Zach Steffen is the backup to Ederson at goalkeeper, so it is unlikely, unless Ederson suffers an injury between now and then, that Steffen will see the field. However, with Pulisic, he has been in and out of the lineup at several times, but during the Champions League semifinal against Real Madrid, he started the first leg, scored the only goal for the Blues in a 1-1 draw, and then came off the bench in the second leg to level an assist on the second goal, which ultimately did not decide, but the aggregate 3-1, it put the nail in the coffin for Los Galacticos and put Chelsea back in the final for the first time since 2012. For Manchester City, it's their first ever Champions League final. So even with the club as big as they have become over the last decade, they have yet to sniff the Champions League final until now. So Zach Steffen has a chance as the guy who's been the goalkeeper for a lot of the FA Cups and League Cups. He now gets to possibly enter a Champions League final. He right now will be the backup, but we will see if he gets the start. It's unlikely, but you never know when it comes to the last half of the season. For U.S. men's national team implications, they do have that match against Switzerland on May 30th in Switzerland. Christian Pulisic and Zach Steffen, we now know, will not play in that match because they will just be coming off of the Champions League final. But I think that's a nice excuse to have to be in a Champions League final. I think all American fans will watch with pride before the men's national team takes on Switzerland on May 30th. But I want to get back to the framing of this matchup between Pulisic and Stefan, two Pennsylvanians, Sheets versus Wawa, whatever you want to take up there in Pennsylvania. I like both of them, but neither of them will be the first men's national team player to win a Champions League medal. That honor goes to Jovan Chirovsky, who did it with Dortmund back in 1997. He didn't play in that game, but he did win a medal. Because he was involved in a team, he does have a Champions League medal. There are a few others on the women's national team side that have appeared in a Champions League final and have won medals. So I want to get into those as well. Stacey Peterson. You probably have not heard of Stacey Peterson because she never appeared for the women's national team. But in 2003, for Fortuna Hjoring of Sweden, Stacey Peterson became the first American to play in a Champions League final. And Fortuna lost that game, but she has the honor of being the first American, male or female, to appear and play in a Champions League final. She did not win that one. The next person who appeared in a Champions League final was Venus James, who played for Djurgården up in Sweden in 2005. She also never appeared for the national team, but she did play for the United States U21s. And in 2005, she did appear in the Champions League final for the women, and they won. She is the first American, Venus James, the first American to win a Champions League medal. We also have Ali Krieger, who won with Frankfurt back in 2008. Also, she is the first women's national team player who was on the women's national team to win Champions League. And her teammate, Gina Lewandowski, also played on that team, also played in the final, and also won a medal. So you have two women's players in Krieger and Lewandowski who both played for Frankfurt 2008. They both played in the final. They both won a medal. Lewandowski also was on Frankfurt in 2012. She played in that. She became the first women's player or male to play in two Champions League finals. She lost that one, but she then in 2014 got her loan cap for the United States women's national team. So she joined Ali Krieger later on as a player who played for the women's national team and also won a Champions League medal. Megan Rapinoe was on the Lyon team in 2013. She played in that final in 2013 and lost, but it started really what has been a dominant performance from Lyon over the past 7 years leading up to this year. They will not be in the Champions League final this year. That will go to Chelsea and Barcelona. Chelsea becoming the first European team to have a men's and women's team in the Champions League final in the same year. So congratulations to them. Megan Rapinoe, though, has won several other trophies and medals in her time. I'm sure she will lament the fact that she did not win with Lyon in 2013, but she has plenty other trophies and medals to look at. Megan Klingenberg, Kristen Press, and Whitney Ingen, all three of them played in the Champions League final in 2014 for Tyresö out in Sweden. They all played magnificently, and it was a very great game. They ended up losing that Champions League final 4-3, but all three of them were in the starting 11 for Tyresö on that day. Three women's national team players on the same team at the same time, which is incredible. And then finally, you have Alex Morgan, who had a stint with Lyon in 2017. Alex Morgan did start in the Champions League final with Lyon, and Lyon at that point was on top of the world. They were the best women's team on planet Earth. They won that Champions League final on a comeback shootout, but Alex Morgan has a medal. So you have Venus James, Jovan Jarovski, Ali Krieger, Gina Lewandowski, Alex Morgan, and they will be joined by either Christian Pulisic or Zach Steffen as Champions League winners. For the Champions League final this year to feature Americans on both sides signals the growth that we have seen over the past couple of years with our players migrating to really big clubs and performing well for them. I mean, Christian Pulisic has had a tremendous year for Chelsea. Never mind that he's been injured quite a bit, but when he's on the field, he is one of their best players, if not their best player on the field. Zach Steffen has carried them all the way. He won a League Cup this year, so he's already won a trophy. He could win the Premier League as early as tomorrow, Saturday, when they do face Chelsea. It will be a nice preview of the Champions League final, but don't get it twisted. I bet both teams will be resting just about everybody. So Zach Steffen might start that game tomorrow in what could be the clincher for Manchester City. And then, of course, he has a chance to get the treble if Manchester City beats Chelsea in the Champions League final. So there's a lot to process with this. And for Americans, it signals one thing. We have Americans on great teams. It's great to watch. And everyone should be tuning into the Champions League final on May 29th to watch two teams go at it, but really because the future of America is going to be playing in that game. Christian Pulisic most likely will appear, whether he starts or comes off the bench. Zach Steffen may be less likely to play, but you have to be proud of what he has done being the backup at Manchester City this year. Again, a team that is on the verge of winning a Premier League title and has already won the League Cup in England. So keep May 29th open, keep May 30th open. It will be a nice start to Memorial Day weekend to watch two games featuring American players, including our national team play. So that will do it for episode 50 of the Stars and Stripes FC podcast. Don't forget, please make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, rate and review. It helps us out a lot. Again, if you have questions, ssfcpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. Enjoy the weekend of soccer and take care.